Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report, spotlighting our Oklahoma FFA area stars for 2018. All during the month of April, we've been talking with the 20 FFA members who've been named an area star in one of four disciplines. This week, we're focusing on the five area stars in ag production. Today, we have along with us Cade Squires of the Leukeba Sickles FFA chapter, your Southwest Area Star Farmer. Our special salute to these high achievers, made possible by AFR, the American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. We're back with Cade in just a moment.
AFR Insurance proudly serves communities throughout Oklahoma, but we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company, urban or rural. We're your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in Oklahoma. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
With us today, Cade Squires from the Leukeba Sickles FFA chapter. Cade is your Southwest Area Star Farmer. And Cade, tell us a little bit about your farming operation.
First of all, to give you a little representation of where I'm from, I live about 30 miles north of the Wichita Mountains. In this area, I have three SAEs. I have a beef cattle production, which is both in a cow-calf operation and a stock program. And I also have a vegetable production SAE, where I sell sweet corn to neighboring people.
So let's talk first of all about the cattle. You've got actually two elements there. You got the cow-calf as well as a stocker operation.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about each.
In the fall of 2014, my father thought it'd be a great idea for me to start a small cow herd. I purchased 20 Angus heifers and bred them. And everyone knows that calving out heifers is not always the easiest endeavor. I learned something through that is responsibility. I had to make sure that either I or somebody else was monitoring them regularly to make sure they weren't having any problems calving. I've had two sets of calves off of these cows, and I've had 35 head of calves off of them. In my stocker program, the past two seasons I've raised almost 100 head of steers and heifers. Actually, I have 60 head of heifers at the stockyard in Scott City, Kansas right now, and I plan on selling them in early September.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the vegetable business. Sweet corn, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's the trick in growing great sweet corn?
The thing that got me started in this was when they first came out with genetically enhanced sweet corn that gave me the opportunity to plant it with our other field corn that was genetically enhanced, and that kept away the bugs and other insects as well as rodents in the field corn. Okay. And I also have irrigation around my area, which I have 2 to 5 inches of rain or inches of irrigation on my corn every week. And over three seasons, I've been able to sell around 75,000 ears of corn.
Wow. So is this where you pick it, or you have people come in and pick it themselves? How do you market it?
I actually have a partner. His name's Caleb Bates. He helps me market and pick the corn. We pick our corn ourselves and deliver it to our customers.
So how do you come up with customers?
We actually, like a lot of other people, is we have a Facebook business page. Over two seasons, we have sold and delivered over 40,000 ears through Facebook, and we've gotten the attention of over 500 people on Facebook.
So that's been pretty successful.
Yes, sir.
What sort of skills has FFA given you to be successful with your cattle and with your sweet corn?
Just stuff through the classroom from my FFA advisor, Mr. Pearson. He's taught me important qualities that breeding stock should have, such as structural integrity. He's also taught me good animal husbandry, such as if it doesn't matter what you're raising, if they not have access to proper feed, water, and shelter, they will not be successful and reach their full potential. And they've also taught me the importance of leadership qualities. I've been to numerous leadership camps. I've met so many people. It's just a great opportunity.
I'll bet the people skills help with the sweet corn business.
Yes, quite a bit.
So tell me, what sort of things have you done with FFA?
I have been showing lambs for my 5 years in FFA and even before in 4-H. And I'm the chapter president right now. And I've been to numerous speech contests. And I go to the Colt Conference and the state convention.
Let's talk about life after graduation. What are the plans right now?
Right now, I'm planning on going to Redlands Community College, and I'm going to be on their livestock judging team for 2 years. Then I'm planning on going to Oklahoma State, and I'm going to get a degree in agribusiness, and I plan on going to law school after that, coming back home and assisting people in legal issues.
Thank you, Kate. Cade Squires from the Leukeba Sickles FFA chapter. Cade is your Southwest area star farmer here in 2018. Our thanks to AFR and AFR Insurance for sponsoring our coverage of the Oklahoma FFA Stars. All of these stars will be honored at the upcoming Oklahoma FFA State Convention on the 1st and 2nd of May. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.